The beginning of Parashat Pinchas, we read how HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses Pinchas with a brit shalom, with a covenant of peace. This bracha to Pinchas comes as a result to the actions at the end of Parashat Balak, in which we find Pinchas killing the Jewish people who sinned at Baal Peor, and as a result of his actions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses him with a brit shalom. What is the idea of this brit shalom? Why does Pinchas need a brit shalom for his actions? The Nesiv Volozhin, in his commentary on the beginning of Parashat Pinchas, explains to us that this blessing is actually a protection for Pinchas from the results of his actions. And I'll explain. Pinchas is a Kohen. We know that a Kohen is a man of peace. In Birkat Kohanim, the Kohen blesses the Jewish people with the bracha of Yasem Lecha Shalom, the bracha of peace. And yet, throughout the Chumash, from the beginning of time, we find that from Shevet Levi, many people came out with actions that are exactly the opposite, it seems to be, of peace. We find Shimon Velevi and the people of in the people of Shechem. We find Chet Meraglim, the Shevet Levi, responding to the call of Mila Hashem Elai and killing many of the Jewish people at the time that were sinning Chet Egel. And here again, we find the quick response of a man of the priesthood who responds with killing the sinners of the Jewish people. How does this fit in with the idea of the Kohen being a man of peace? The Netziv explains that Pinchas is promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that because his intentions were good, because he came from a good place and not from a negative place, that Pinchas wasn't acting just on some kind of impulses that he had, that he wishes to just go and kill people and to be a violent person, but rather it came from a positive place in which he realized that there is no other option but to do an act of violence as a one-off action. Because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him that the actions of his the results of his actions will not come back to haunt him. When a person, when it's justified, when a person needs to perform an act of violence, when a person needs to kill someone, even if it's justified, even if it's in time of war, where it's completely understood where that person's coming from, the result of killing people can have a harmful result on people's soul. It can turn people into violent people. It can make people insensitive to the value of life. We know that after wars all around the world, violence goes up immediately after wars end, because people get used to violence as some kind of way of settling problems. And yet, in the case of Pinchas is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that because he came from the right place, he had the right intentions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him brit shalom, explains in the Netziv, that the killings that he did will not affect his soul, will not turn him into a violent person, but rather will keep him as a man of peace, as a man of shalom. The Netziv says the same idea later on in Parashat Dvarim, and hopefully when we get to Parashat Dvarim, to Sefer Dvarim, Parashat Re'eh, we will talk about the Netziv there too.